But to review the issue of laundering during the 9 days, the Mishnah Maseches Tainis on Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis says that that there is an issur of laundering during the week of Tisha B'Av, Shavua Shechol Bo. The Gemara there on Chav Tes Amud Beis wonders if that's specifically talking about laundering and then wearing right away, or even laundering laniach to keep it until after Tisha B'Av and then wear then. Apparently, the question seems to be: is the real issur wearing freshly laundered clothing, because that is a tanug, that's something that people enjoy to wear fresh clothing, or is there an additional issur also of the act of laundering itself? Rashi says it's a hesach hadas; it distracts a person from the avelus. If a person is totally absorbed in the avelus, then he doesn't do it's not business as usual. He's not involved in normal everyday activities. And therefore, there would be an issur of laundering as well. The conclusion of the Gemara is that there's an issur of laundering as well. So, issur to wear fresh laundered clothing and to actually launder. The Gemara says, but kibus shalanu is okay. In Babel, either the method of laundering was different, or the water was different, and the laundering didn't come out as well. So, it wasn't like laundering in Eretz Yisrael. So, in Babel, it was okay. La'alocha in Shulchan Aruch, in Tavkuf Nun Aleph, Siv Gimel, where Machmir, not only for laundering and for freshly laundered clothing, but there's no chiluk between our kibbutz. We don't assume that there's a chiluk between our kibbutz and the kibbutz in Eretz Yisrael. Our laundering methods bizman hazeh are pretty good. And anyway, the Rishonim wrote that even if they're not, we're noig lechumra. And the Rama writes that, of course, for Ashkenazim, we're noig not just during Shavua Shechol Bo Tisha B'Av, but even starting from Rosh Chodesh for the entire 9 days. And this includes also sheets. We want to change the sheets on the bed and any sort of laundering whatsoever. So it seems pretty wide-ranging. Is there any exception? Is there any room for any kula? So the Rama writes, he does point out the Litzorch Mitzvah. It's okay. And for Shabbos, a person can wear fresh clothing. In Sif Yud Dalid, where the Mechaber writes that you don't wash children's clothes, so there the Rama writes that when you're talking about clothes that get very soiled, like before disposable diapers, so he says for sure that would be permitted. And on that basis, the minhag became to afilu bigdei shar haketanim, other clothing of ketanim as well, to be able to wash. There's a question what that means exactly, other ketanim, so up till 3 years old, 6 years old, any ketanim, but there is a window over there. The Pisgei Tshuva in Yoredesh in Peites of Kan Beis, talking about someone sitting Shiva, writes the following. He says that the issur of washing clothing is no more stringent than the issur of washing a person's body himself. And that is an issur of Tanuk. So anything which is not Rechitza Shel Tanuk is Mutter. So too when it comes to laundering. The whole issur is because of Tanuk. So wearing freshly laundered clothing or laundering itself, that's an issur of tanug. If you're not talking about tanug, if it's because the clothing became so dirty that that a person feels it's unwearable, so then that'd be mutter. How come that's not brought on the Shulchan Aruch? He says because it's so pashut that it didn't need to be brought on the Shulchan Aruch. So on this basis, the later post can point out that bizman hazeh, people find rewearing socks and underwear, etc., to be something which is disgusting. It's not a change these items because they get such a tanning out. It's just simply disgusting to keep on wearing the same ones for such a long time, and that would be permitted. The same principle can apply to other clothing as well. In Pisgei Tshuva, he writes, if a person, old person's clothing is dirty beyond wearing, so then it would be permitted, especially before Shabbos, before Shavua Shechol Bo, but it would be permitted to go ahead and to do what was necessary in order to have clothing that a person finds wearable. A person should make sure to have enough wearable clothing beforehand that he shouldn't need to do laundry during the 9 days. But if the situation would arise that there's no more wearable clothing, then it would be permitted. Just three more haaras. If a person is doing laundry during the 9 days for a reason that's permitted, you should not add other laundry to the, once you're putting in the machine, what's the difference? So we don't say that. A person would not be able to add other items that he would not be able to wash on his own, for its own right, during the 9 days, number one. Number two, Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, according to Halicha Shlomo, that taking out a stain without washing the whole garment is not usher at all. The issur is, again, the tanug of wearing a freshly laundered garment. If a person gets a stain on his shirt and then he rubs it out or something, that may be called kvisa and hilchas Shabbos, but that's not what we're talking about in terms of laundering during the 9 days. and that's entirely permitted. Many people have the custom to go ahead and to lightly wear clothing before the 9 days so that they have a stash of clothing ready that's not freshly laundered for the 9 days. That's that is a common minhag. How much does a person have to wear it? To the point that it doesn't feel freshly laundered. So not for 5 minutes. It doesn't have to be the whole day. The point that it's not totally freshly laundered. May we hear Besaras Tovos. Have a great day.